Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Day 3, Las Vegas, from the Sands Convention Center for SHOT Show 2016. Welcome to the Crossbreed Holster Studio booth, here again on the convention floor at SHOT Show 2016. We're wedged in between, which part's unknown, really, in between the Sands Convention Center is in between the Palazzo Hotel and the Venetian. If you are anywhere near the area and you're here, come by and see Crossbreed at 4459. The booth is 4459. Welcome to today's and the final broadcast of the week from the SHOT Show. We'll be back in the Crossbreed Holster Atlanta studios tomorrow. Welcome to the program. Sitting here across the table from me, we're going to pick up the conversation from really where we left off with Rob Pincus on Tuesday when we opened up the SHOT Show broadcast here for 2016. Rob, great to have you back. Now we've got a little bit more time with you.
Yeah, great to be here, man. It's been so jam-packed and rushed. As you know, I wear a lot of hats in the industry, and here at SHOT Show, I'm trying to take care of a lot of projects. I've been hearing a lot of great things from everybody. I know you've been talking about a lot of great things. That's what I'm most excited about this year. SHOT Show 2016 has a vibe that I haven't felt in a long time. It's my 20th SHOT Show, and this is absolutely one of the most positive, one of the most energized shows I've attended.
Every guest is echoing that sentiment. Every booth I've visited, every individual buyer, every individual seller I've talked to, every FFL holder I've talked to, and strangers that I've met throughout the hotels have said the same thing. Clearly palpable here on the floor for 2016 SHOT. Rob, because of time being so limited, you know you've done this show many times over the years with me. This is the single fastest hour in radio.
It is.
Let's jump right into it. You do wear a lot of hats. You have a lot coming up in 2016. It is that time of year again. I cannot believe that the PDN Tourmobile is going to be back at AAR Ranch Driveway at some point in the very near future. What gives on the tour?
Yeah, the tour. That's one of the big things that we do here every year at SHOT Show is I put on my executive director personal defense network hat. We finalize all of our relationships with our tour sponsors. We make a lot of plans for a lot of the relationships we have in the industry. Obviously, with Crossbreed Holsters being one of our first most ardent partners at Personal Defense Network. You know, I do things like the second generation belly band holster. Carol and I were just talking about how the initial launch for that went so well at the end of last year. That's going to be featured on the tour. Crossbreed will be back. Springfield Armory, met with Breakthrough this morning. Gun Vault, you know, all the names people expect, and we've got a couple surprises joining the tour this year as well.
There's new logos going
Maybe
up on the vehicle.
New logos
Is
on
there
the vehicle.
A new vehicle?
There's not a new vehicle. No, you know.
We need a new one every year, I should say.
We're buying a lot of diapers in the Pincus house this year, so we're sticking with the same truck from last year, and we're really excited about it. I got new instructors coming on, new class offerings, 70 different classes this year will be offered. People can go to personaldefensenetwork.com, click the training tab, and see that some of the courses are already posted. March to July is going to be the busiest tour we've ever had. It's our fifth year doing the tour as the PDN tour. So, of course, before that, it was ICE training and the Combat Focus Shooting Tour. But we've been doing it this way with PDN as the prime driver, and it's been awesome. And that starts up third week in March this year.
Now, the name may change. What's changing about the training? Anything at all?
The training this year, you know, we added two classes at the end of the year last year under the ICE training umbrella. One of them was armed defense around vehicles, and the other one was a two-person armed defense course. So meant for, like, you know, there's nowadays, unlike 20 years ago, there's so much concealed carry. There's so much shall issue. There's so many people in the gun community that have found other people like them that care about personal defense, mm-hmm. that have taken the time to get trained, that are responsibly armed. They're hanging out in public together. So it's not just the husband and wife course. The two-person course is you and I, right? We're both carrying guns. We're hanging out in Georgia. We spend time together. Maybe we're going to the track. Maybe we're going fishing. We're going hunting, whatever we're doing. If something happens, well, there's two people there that we both know we're each armed. Of course, we're going to react as individuals. There's going to be an individual response. But if we could coordinate our work together, then that's even better. So that's
Are you going to teach these
techniques? That's what we're teaching. That's great stuff.
That's
a one-day seminar course designed for people who've already taken combat focus shooting, already taken some, they have the skills.
So I could take that course because I've taken combat
focus.
I could move into that class. That'd be a natural progression, I think.
Absolutely.
Because that's real world, real life training. That's what real people, you and I might be out. As we said, maybe we're going to the track in my 8-cylinder Dodge Ram pickup truck.
not my six-cylinder former convertible Camaro.
We don't want to talk about that.
Okay.
We don't need to talk about that.
I'm just saying. But both of us are, that's real-world training, and that's what people get. So people can find that at personaldefensenetwork.com.
Yep, find out all the information there about all the courses, the medical courses from Caleb Causey, the knife courses from Alessandro, Chris Fry's coming back, Grant Cunningham's going to be there. It's all the regular customers and a couple new names that people will be glad that they know, because these guys are offering great training, and I'm proud to have them as PDN contributors.
I want to stay on training one more time before we move over to your pistol. I've had my hands on it. I've got one on order. I can't wait to get it. That's going to be out by May or June, you said?
We're going to be taking orders for the dealers and distributors through Eagle Imports. They'll be doing orders at NRA Show.
Okay,
and
good.
This is going to be in people's hands. It'll be in your hand by this summer.
Okay, that's good. I'll consider that sometime around June then, because when you're looking at the NRA, if you're taking orders at NRA,
yep,
that's going to be mid-May somewhere in there, so probably June, July. Excellent. All right, back to training quickly. Any additions to the tour this year? Any additional stops that you haven't done? Some new places that you haven't been?
There are. There's going to be at least three new stops for me. One of them I'm really excited about is in Reno. So the Reno Range and Guns. We have Ken Crawford there. He's one of our ICE training instructors. They've been doing a lot of reality-based training work. Barrett Kendrick's been out there a couple times. I haven't made it out there yet, so I'm really excited about adding Reno Guns and Range as one of our tour stops. It'll be the first time that the tour truck has officially stopped in Nevada. So I've trained out here before, but that's going to be a cool stop. There's going to be a new, the final course of the year is going to be an instructor development course up in Bellingham, Washington. So I'll still be at Mike Hughes's range for a course on the weekend, and then we're going to do a Monday through Friday 5-day instructor development course. It's going to be up there in Whatcom County. Really excited about ending the tour there this year. And we've got a couple other surprises along the way that will be announced kind of as we get closer to the tour. Some promotional stops, and we've got a tour sponsor that hasn't been with us for a couple years. It's coming back in.
Great.
And that's going to give us some promotional opportunities as well. So it's going to be a cool tour.
You will no doubt be on both of these radio programs, Armed American Radio Daily Defense and Armed American Radio Network's Monster Sunday broadcast on the weekend, to let everybody know where you're at. We're going to keep tabs on you.
Yep, absolutely.
And I know my wife is going to want to know, when is Rob coming by the house again as he's passing down Interstate 75 through Atlanta?
So I'll be there in April.
Tell us about the new pistol. This thing is dynamite. I've had my hands on the prototype.
Yep.
What is it?
The Avidity Arms PD-10. You know, this has been a project that's just a little over 2 years in the works. We had the first 3D printed model about 18 months ago. We're super excited about it. There's been a lot of kind of wondering and a lot of internal conversations we've had over the last year and a half. But now we were able to share this news with everybody. So we've got videos on the internet. We've got all kinds of stuff, social media out there. AvidityPD10.com. People can just get a little teaser taste of a simple website, get some pictures of the gun. All the social media feeds. I think there's something, if we haven't put it up, I want you to put it up already. I know you've held it. You've got your thoughts. We've had a lot of people come through the Eagle Imports booth, 2610, if you happen to be here at SHOT Show, get their hands on that prototype.
Full-size gun. So let me stop you for a second. Full-size handgun.
Yep.
Caliber?
It's 9mm. It's
10 heavy.
Plus
it's
1.
It's got a lot of weight.
Well, that's because it's a steel prototype. So remember, we're still in that prototyping phase. It'll be a polymer gun.
But it's going to be a polymer steel frame gun, correct?
It's going to be a polymer frame with a steel slide, obviously,
okay,
in barrel. It's going to be about 21 ounces, the final unloaded weight. And it's going to ship with claw sights. It's going to ship with claw base plates. It's a 10+1 capacity. You know, I get it that some people might want a 6-round, some people might want a 12-round, but guess what's not on the market? A 10+1 single stack. You know, it's there are a lot of double stack guns that people carry, the Glock 17, Glock 19, the Smith & Wesson M&P, the XD. You know, I carry the XDS 4-inch gun. It's a 7+1, or we can get a different configuration with extended magazines. The 10+1, that was the niche that I and a lot of others have been talking about being filled.
But Avidity Arms. From a personal standpoint, that's a perfect configuration.
I think so. And obviously, there's some legal issues for 10-round states. Hopefully,
sure,
it doesn't get worse. But right now, today, 10 rounds makes a lot of sense for a lot of
people. There
are
people out there trying to make it worse. 10 rounds does. I'm comfortable with a 7, for example, in a 43.
Mm-hmm.
I have no problem with that round count. 10+1 makes it all the better. The ergonomics of the gun are great because it's a slim line, single stack, absolutely wonderful. We've got just a couple minutes left. I'm going to let you take it. Where do you want to go from here? What do you want people to know about Rob Pincus and what you're going to be doing?
Well, we're sitting here at Crossbreed, and I want to get back real quick just to that new second-generation belly band that we did. The modular belly band design that we did with Crossbreed years ago has been really popular with a lot of people, but where it has, you know, failed for some people is in the ability to carry a heavier gun. So the original design, I don't ever think it was unsecure, but it absolutely didn't give you that feeling of super confidence with a full-size gun, full-size M&P, a full-size XD, full-size Glock 17, something like that. So the new second-generation belly band has a redundant system of retention for that insert, that crossbreed leather and Kydex holster piece that goes on and attaches to the band. It's now double connected to it. Mm-hmm. So it's reinforced. It'll hold the heavier guns.
Let's do the theater of the mind. Let's place it there. Anybody familiar with the belly band knows that if you had to pull that firearm, draw that firearm for whatever reason, reholstering was impossible unless you went down the road and walked into the bathroom
and did
whatever you had to do to get that firearm back in that holster for its proper retention. Now you've added the Kydex to it. When you talk redundancy, let's get that theater of the mind. What is that redundant system, and how does it solidify the whole?
So instead of just being attached at the inside of that piece of leather with the hook and loop fastener against the belly band, we now have a strap that goes around the outside of it to give you kind of a pancake effect. Doesn't really add any kind of weight, doesn't really add any kind of extra size to the gun or the holster, the whole setup, but what it does do is make it more secure. And that's great, not just for the full-size guns, but even the smaller guns. But you still got that Kydex for all the training opportunities in and out of the holster, all the practice you can get to make it more like a traditional holster, but you don't need a belt. It works with the skirt. It works under a dress. It works with the yoga pants for the guys. It works with the board shorts. It works with the sweatpants to and from the gym. It's a great option. I'm proud to be doing it with Crossbreed, as always. It's exciting to have the second generation out there.
Rob Pincus, thanks for everything you do, my brother. Thanks for being here again and taking time out of your busy schedule to join us on the floor of the SHOT Show at the Crossbreed Holster booth. I'm Mark Walters. We'll be back with the Outdoor Channel right after this.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine to pick up where training at the range leaves off. Expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
Hillary Clinton plans on riding into the White House on the backs of women, but this won't be the first time she used women to get ahead. Her Clinton Foundation pays key women 63 cents for every dollar key men make. Men also make up her top 8 highest paid employees, and she paid her female Senate staff 28% less than men made.
Say that again.
Her Clinton Foundation pays key women 63 cents for every dollar key men make. Men also make up her top 8 highest paid employees, and she paid her female Senate staff 28% less than men made. If you're a woman, don't pay attention to what Hillary Clinton says. Pay attention to what she pays. Put an end to Hillary's war on women.
Say that again.
Put an end to Hillary's war on women.
Paid for by Ameripac. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Sitting here, day 3, on the floor of the 2016 SHOT Show at the Crossbreed Holster booth. Now, keep in mind, this is the Crossbreed Holster Studios. We're at the Crossbreed Holster booth. That just works. Welcome back to the floor of the Sands Convention Center in Las Vegas. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom, of course, from those toasty beaches of Florida all the way to those crab fishing vessels of Alaska and every state in between, including parts unknown. We have a fun segment for you. You've never heard this next guest on the program, and we have a lot to talk with you about. Brian Tatum, you are who?
I'm the director of a new initiative with the Outdoor Sportsman's Group called American Marksman.
Television show.
It's a TV show combined with a national series of target shooting events, so really unique concept.
It is a unique concept. It's really, really neat. Now, we're going to play the spot
okay. That's
running on Armed American Radio. For you listening to the program, wherever you happen to be, take a listen to this spot. You're hearing this during the breaks, and you're going to hear me talking about the spot, not just what you hear during the commercial breaks, but I'm going to be talking about it because I want you to sign up. I want you to win. I want you to come on the program and thank me for enlightening to the fact that the show was even out there. If you're into shooting competition, this is for you. Sean, go ahead and run the spot that's running on Armed American Radio now.
I'm just as good as these guys. When will I get my chance to prove it?
Your chance is now. American Marksman is a nationwide series of target shooting competitions designed to give you your big break. Think you've got what it takes to take home $50,000? Visit ammarksman.com to register today. That's ammarksman.com. American Marksman. Are you the one?
All right, Sean, thank you for doing that. ammarksman.com. I'm on the site right now. Let me enlighten people very quickly, and then we'll go back to you because I want to ask you some questions. American Marksman is, of course, it's a three-level national tour of target shooting competitions in which competitors begin at the local level and attempt to advance to regionals and ultimately to the national championship,
that's right.
Correct?
That's right.
Along the way, filming will take place for a television show that documents the entire competition and the competitors.
That's right.
So this is the ultimate shooting reality TV.
It is. It really is.
A lot of people know Top Shot. What's the difference?
Difference is we are for amateurs only.
Ah.
That's the big key here. We want to offer the folks that are sort of average weekend plinkers, or maybe they go to the range once or twice a month, but they've never taken that step to actually compete in a shooting competition. That's what this is designed for.
Okay.
One of our major taglines we're using in our marketing push is no pros, just Joes, right?
Oh, I love
that,
it.
That speaks to that amateurism status here.
Well, you know what it speaks to also, and I love that. I love that for a lot of different reasons. As you know, gun ownership's at record highs in this country today. Record highs. There are a lot of average Joes.
Yes, there are.
Out there. If you've got the competition DNA in your blood, head over to ammarksman.com.
Now, this is
going to be airing on where? The Outdoor Channel, correct?
It's actually going to be on Outdoor and Sportsman's Channel.
Okay, great.
Starting December of this year. So about a year from now, the first episodes will roll out. Starting on Sportsman's.
Okay.
Starting on Outdoor, and then next Q1, Q2, next year we'll have it on Sportsman Channel.
Okay, great. Some more questions before you.
Sure.
This is your first time at SHOT Show.
It is,
and I want to go there before we close the segment.
Yeah.
I want to finish with American Marksman. How do I register for this if I decide, hey, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and jump? What do I do?
Registration is all on the website. That's the only place you can do it, ammarksman.com. We've made it super easy. You just enter in some personal info. put in your payment info. You select the local range that you want to go and qualify at. By the way, as of this morning, I think we're at 211 local qualifying ranges.
And those qualifying ranges are on the website.
They are all there. You actually pick one while you're registering.
Okay.
You take that confirmation code that the website gives you, and you head into that range on the days that they're offering the local qualifying shoot.
Now, Brian, you're going to be adding new ranges to this. This is going to continue to grow, right?
Yep, we can continue to add ranges even after the local qualifying begins. So if you're a range owner out there and can hear us too, go on to ammarksman.com and fill out the contact info form, and one of my guys will give you a call and talk to you about getting on the program.
I have a couple of them in mind that we're going to see to it that they
Perfect.
Do that, and I know they will.
Excellent.
They were just here yesterday.
Excellent.
When do the competitions start?
Local qualifying begins March 1st, and it runs March, April, and May. It's a three-month period, which is kind of unique. And an interesting caveat, too, you can attempt to qualify at the local level as many times as you want to during that local qualifying period. You just go back into your profile that you built on the website the first time you registered, pay the fee again, and you get to go compete again.
What is the fee?
The fee is only $20.
All right, so I can pay $20. I can go qualify. I don't qualify. But I know I'm better than that. I was just a little nervous round
That's
one.
That's right. Maybe
I can
you were
go
nervous.
Back again during that time period.
Maybe you were unfamiliar with the targets and you think you can do better. You go back, buy some practice targets from the website, go back into the range again, and give it a shot again. Yeah.
Give it a shot again. I love that.
Yeah.
Do I need to have Freudian slip at the SHOT Show talking about an American Marksman program? Beautiful stuff. You didn't even know you did it. Okay. Do I need to have my own gun and ammunition to participate?
You can if you want to. At the local level, by the way, one thing we didn't talk about, the local level is all 22 rimfire, either rifle or handgun.
So it's real true plinking.
It is true plinking. And that's designed to lower that barrier to entice people who have always wanted to try a competition to come do it, right? 22 rimfire, you're not going to get recoil. You're not going to get hurt shooting it.
My 11-year-old plinks
That's
with it
exactly
all day
right.
long, and he's
That's
a better
exactly
shot
right.
than I am. It's great stuff.
So you can either bring in your own 22, or if the range you've selected has rentals available, you can rent from them as well.
Okay, beautiful. So you've already answered my question. Can we try to qualify just once? I was going to ask you that. It's $20. We know that. Target sheets. What else is going on? Is it possible to get more targets for practice? I mean, how does that work?
It is, yeah. Within our FAQ on our website, again, ammarksman.com, one of the items on that FAQ addresses where you can get your local target package to practice.
And these are the competition-designed American Marksman target sheets we're talking about. We're not talking about a silhouette target that you're picking up the rings. These are designed for you for qualification purposes.
They are, yeah. They're the ones that you order online for practice are exact replicas of what you're going to shoot at the range. We have shipped everything to the range ahead of time, so your actual competition targets are waiting there for you.
Okay, great.
But if you go on our website, there's a link that will go to National Target's website. National is producing all the targets for us, and they've got a practice target package in there. I think they're charging $650 for 25 targets.
Wow.
So it's a pretty good value. You can order those. National will ship them directly to you. You can take them to the range, practice before you actually take that step.
Yeah, we're not talking about a ton of money here. We're talking about something that is easily accessible for anybody to get involved.
And Mark, that was the point behind it.
Let me tell you something.
We wanted to make it easy to do.
If you're listening and you want to participate, please head over to ammarksman.com. I'm looking at it now, and everything that we're talking about is on that site. All right. ammarksman.com, we know about it. We're going to be talking about it on all Armed American Radio.
Right.
7 days a week we're airing and annoying somebody somewhere every day.
That's right.
Across
we're going to
this
annoy
country.
Everybody.
So
yeah.
We're going to continue to have this. I want you, as an Armed American Radio fan and listener, to not only give us your input and your feedback, reach out to me at Armed American Radio, facebook.com/Armed American Radio, or AAR Mark at Twitter at AAR Mark, and Mark at armedamericanradio.org. And let me know if you've gotten into the competition. We'd love to see you win it and bring you on the program. This is your first shot. Let's close out with this.
Yeah.
You've never been to a SHOT Show before.
Right.
Your thoughts?
A little bit of a deer in the headlights.
Wow,
the first
it really
day I
is, isn't
here.
It?
But what an incredible show. Incredible. I was joking around with some of my staff members. Yesterday I took some time just to go walking around, and I would look to my right and look to my left, and you'd see a whole other wing or a hall that you didn't know was there.
And I can promise you this. I can promise you this right now, Brian Tatum. When you leave, you'll say, I didn't know it went back into that part of the building. You will never see it all. Brian Tatum, American Marksman, thank you very much
Mark.
For being here. Looking forward to having you back on to give us updates as we progress through this competition.
I'd
You're
going to
be hearing it here on Armed American Radio. I'm Mark Walters, live from the 2016 SHOT Show floor at the Crossbreed Holster booth, and we'll be right back right after this. Full slate coming up. Don't go away.
As people who carry a gun for protection, you and I both know if we're ever forced to pull that trigger, you know your life will change instantly. Liberal prosecutors, bleeding heart juries, they'd love to make examples of people like you and me. And that's why I rely on the legal and financial backup plan with my membership in the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They have a guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense, helping you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy, court and home with your family if you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. So if you go to defendfamily.com right now, you can download this free concealed carry guide from my friends at the USCCA. Now, the guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life. Simply visit defendfamily.com, download your 100% free guide, defendfamily.com. Again, that's defendfamily.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says The Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
One of the few guns that fits comfortably in your pocket, the North American Arms Guardian 32 ACP is the perfect combination of small size, high quality, and great stopping power. Convenient, reliable, and very effective. North American Arms stands behind the Guardian 32 ACP with a lifetime warranty. With standard capacity of 6+1 rounds in a pistol less than 4 inches in length, the Guardian ACP ships with 2 magazines and offers an optional 10-round capacity extended magazine. For more information, visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Sitting here on the floor of the 2016 SHOT Show at the Sands Convention Center in Las Vegas, another huge program. I have more guests sitting around here that want to come on the program than I can accommodate. So
I don't see nobody.
Well, you're coming up next. Before we get to my next guest, who you know as a regular contributor to my huge national broadcast on the weekends, the Monster Network Show, who is the only individual I name a segment after. And I'll tell you who that is in just a second, but you just got a taste. I want to touch on that American Marksman. I think this is very cool, and I want you to participate, and I want you to win. Yes, minors can compete. There are four categories of competition: juniors, 12 to 16, men's and women's open, and military and law enforcement. So you've got men's, you've got women's, you've got juniors, 12 and 16, up between 12 and 16, and military and law enforcement. Four competitive categories. Great stuff. Make sure to head over to ammarksman.com and participate. I really, truly want to bring you on. Let me know by email if you've signed up for the competition. I'd love to follow you as we progress. Welcome back to the SHOT Show floor. The Alan Corwin Experience comes to Daytime Daily Defense Radio. Alan, how are you, brother?
I'm doing great, Mark, and I wish I could be with you more on daytime, but you know how busy things are.
Have you ever been to a SHOT Show before, Alan Corwin?
I have been to many, and it is always overwhelming. It's a shame the public can't come in, but maybe that's a good thing. This is an actual trade show. You need credentials to get in, and this is the heart of the industry.
You mean this is not a gun show that I heard the left talking about?
No, it's actually not a gun show. It's a trade show. This is where business is done. This is where the freedom industry meets and does business.
What are you seeing? I want your input is so valuable on this program, Alan. And over the last couple of days here, this is our third day broadcasting live from the floor, we've had women on every single hour. And that demographic shift, what Beth Alcazar reminded us yesterday, you know Beth, writes for Concealed Carry Magazine, reminded me prior to the broadcast, and she mentioned it to my listeners, the first time she attended a show, a number of the guys who were putting up displays referred to her and her female friend behind their backs as, oh, look, booth babes, because there were very few women attending the show. And that's not a derogatory term to those. A lot of women come here and they do. That's what they call themselves. But to them who were here to set up as vendors, they took it as a derogatory term, rightfully so. So my question is, my comment is, a lot's changed. Look at the demographics and the women that are at this show now. It's reflected in my guest lineup, for crying out loud. Do you see it even more so this year than in previous?
I never heard the phrase booth babe until you just mentioned it. I see women here a lot. As I look out here, I can see women up and down the aisle, some of them dressed to kill, some of them just here like the men, slobs, and some of them dress
very... Speak for yourself. I have a sport coat on, and so do you.
Some of them dress very businesslike. I had suit and tie the first 2 days. I'm flying out tonight, so I'm just a sport coat and jeans, the casual look. And I don't even know why we're discussing that. We should talk about the real things. This is a trade show, not a gun rights show. So I'm here a little out of my element. When I talk gun rights and philosophy and freedom, these guys are looking for sales. Do you want to buy 12 of this type of shotgun on a monthly basis on a year contract, and I can give you a better price? That's something that in a retail store you don't see, at a gun show you don't hear about. They're moving product. They're trying to get new goods into the market. They're introducing new products. You will see this in your retail store as you move through the market in the coming year. This is where the products are introduced. This is where all sorts of existing products, new products, deals are cut. I spent time with Jim Liberatore of the Outdoor Channel talking about programs that are coming up for outdoorsmen, which is not me. I'm not an outdoorsman. I don't want to sit wet and cold with my dog in a blind. These guys love it, and if they can't go out, they want to watch the channel. But Jim did something very interesting. He had a program last year on gun-free zones, which is a little out of character for him. And I spoke to him about turning the gun-free zones program into action on gun-free zone laws. There are two laws that I'm working on. How can we use his Outdoor Channel audience, which is huge, he's got a whole suite on the second floor, into action?
How can we? I mean, the people to talk to about that clearly are here on this floor.
Right.
And this, there's more room here than you can cover, and I know that. And even catching you for a few minutes is tough to do here, as you know.
It's very frustrating because there's much more to do than you can do. And he had just come out of the Congressional Sportsman Caucus meeting that was held here, and I broke away from that to rush down to you, my friend. He can reach out to the Congress, the people who are supportive of our rights as opposed to the ones who are infringers of our rights, and see about moving the laws ahead in support of the majority of Americans who support our rights and the sportsmen that he reaches that are not in my market. Believe it or not, hunters are not the Second Amendment advocates. In fact, I've met sportsmen who own a lot of guns, and they say, I don't own a gun, because to them, a hunting rifle, a shotgun, hunting pheasant, that is not gun.
Well, the... that's a great point, because we have self-defense industry, we have the shooting and hunting, the hunting category. This is the shooting, hunting, and outdoor trade show. This encompasses every category that you're talking about.
SHOT, S-H-O-T.
That is exactly what SHOT stands for, and each category has a different function. Go ahead.
Now, the ATF and the FBI have a booth here to talk to the FFLs and the dealers about issues that concern them. I grilled them.
Tell us what happened.
They're on the floor exposing themselves to the industry and answering questions about how do I keep my bound book straight and how do I fill out the forms and what's going on with the new regulations that are coming out. ATF just put out two new regs. I'm going there right after our show. And I spoke to the FBI about the no-fly list. Now, think about this, Mark. We should do this on a Sunday when you have your hundreds of cities online.
And we have, and that's okay. I know where you're going. I want people to hear it in the last, 3 minutes that we have in the segment.
So think about this, folks. The no-fly list. Are these people so dangerous that they can walk by the scanners and they can go past the metal detector with metal and they can bring guns, bombs, knives on the plane? Meaning those things don't work on these people on the no-fly list? So that's why we need a no-fly list? The scanners don't work on these folks? That's how dangerous they are? But they can still drive to Cincinnati? They can take a bus? They can take Amtrak? No. The no-fly list is almost a scam. And I asked the FBI about it.
Interesting. Almost. Why almost?
Well, because the government wants it for other purposes. Obama on TV said, well, we can't have people on the no-fly list buy a gun.
Well, you mean Obama might have ulterior motives?
No. Are you serious? Yes. It's an arbitrary list. You don't know how you get on it. The method for getting on it is secret. It's run by the police. You put these two words together, you get secret police, something we don't talk about or have in America, but a secret list kept by the police. And the Democrats cheered like crazy at the idea of, well, you can't have people on a no-fly list buy a gun. And by implication, that means if they have a gun, they own guns, it's contraband. Well, they can't have guns if they can't buy a gun, so we should confiscate it. And the list is arbitrary. You don't know how you get on, and you haven't been charged with anything. And you haven't been words are failing me. You haven't been convicted of anything. So your rights are denied by a written list with no due process.
Which has always been the big concern with the no-fly list. Of course, the media attacks the National Rifle Association for supporting the right to due process in this country, which is always astonishing to me, and that's a direction you and I could go in the Monster Broadcast for a long, long time. We have just about a minute and a half left. In that minute and a half, what kind of reception did you get from the FBI and from the ATF? Did they look at you cross-eyed, as I would suspect maybe some of them would, who don't know you and your motives?
They typed me into the no-fly list. No, actually, I asked for their...
Watch out talking to them.
I asked the woman who seemed to be in charge for her card. Well, I don't have a card. Well, so I asked the fellow next to her, can I have your card? Well, I don't have a card. So I asked the third agent there, can I have your card? I don't have a card. You have to talk to the public relations officer. Here's his name. Yeah, but he's the PR guy. He's not going to tell me anything. You're telling me everything. Well, we're not allowed to tell you anything. So they spoke publicly at the show, but that, I couldn't get anything
official.
They
didn't want to give you anything. They have cards. You know they do. Alan Corwin, the Alan Corwin Experience. Thank you very much for being here with me on the SHOT Show floor 2016. We'll
write
see you on
to
the radio.
Me at gunlaws.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
I'm just as good as these guys. When will I get my chance to prove it?
Your chance is now. American Marksman is a nationwide series of target shooting competitions designed to give you your big break. Think you've got what it takes to take home $50,000? Visit ammarksman.com to register today. That's ammarksman.com. American Marksman, are you the one?
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime, but we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
We need every American to take action against President Obama's next executive order by calling the number on your screen. President Obama is exercising another executive power grab, and this assault will be against your Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms. The Obama administration was unable to impose gun restrictions and confiscation through the legislative process, so now he's trying to use executive orders to go around Congress and the Constitution. Obama must be stopped now. If Obama follows through with his executive fiat now, it will lead to the loss of our Second Amendment rights by the time he leaves office. We need you to call 800-782-8685 or go to saf.org/stopobama if you believe we must stop Obama's lawless actions. Second Amendment Foundation is going to stand up to Obama, but we need you to call now and give us your opinion. Please call 1-800-782-8685 or go to saf.org/stopobama. If enough Americans stand up, we will amplify your voice and stop Obama from another assault on our Constitution.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
Wow, I've got to tell you, this is, it just dawned on me, this is the final hour, the final segment of the final hour of the 2016 SHOT Show broadcast. We've been here on the floor for 3 days in the Sands Convention Center, nestled quaintly in between the Venetian and the Palazzo hotels. And it is a zoo. I haven't had a time to get anywhere near as many booths as I'd like to. But, wow, it's been an awful lot of fun to have brought this program to you across the country from those toasty beaches of Florida, those crab fishing vessels of Alaska, and every state in between from beautiful Las Vegas. I wouldn't know how beautiful it is because I haven't been out of the hotel. But I'll do that tomorrow on my flight back as we bring the show back to you from the Crossbreed Holster Studios on the East Coast. So welcome to the final segment. Before I get to my next guest, I do want to point something out that's very, very fun. Our good friend A.W.R. Hawkins at Breitbart News writes, and just today, Virginia lawmakers defy Governor Terry McAuliffe with concealed carry bill. What this references briefly is, and I thought this was a great story, can't wait to hit this on Sunday with you on the Monster Show. You know, Attorney General in Virginia, the Democrat. Who wants your guns? The Democrats want your guns. Has eliminated reciprocity for concealed carry permit holders, affecting millions of people around the country. Those of you who have reciprocity with your permits in your respective states, with the state of Virginia, or travel to Virginia, you are no longer welcome as a law-abiding citizen to carry your firearm using reciprocity with their state permit. Today, AWR Hawkins is reporting, and this is great stuff. This is a whack upside the head from the U.S. Constitution. Virginia lawmakers defy Governor Terry McAuliffe with concealed carry bill. The courts, Senate Courts of Justice Committee defied Governor Terry McAuliffe today by passing a bill on January 20th to allow concealed carry in the state without a permit. McAuliffe is expected to veto it. However, McAuliffe is a termed-out governor. This will become law in Virginia with the next governor. This is an in-your-face move. Virginia will become the next state to have constitutional carry. We will continue to follow this as it develops. Now, keep in mind, I don't believe there is a veto-proof majority here, but this is a slap in the face to America's sleaziest, grimiest, dirtiest governor. Wow, great stuff. And AWR Hawkins, thanks for bringing that to everybody's attention. Who is Jen Jakes? Do you know Jen Jakes? I know Jen Jakes. Jen Jakes is sitting across from me, but you've never heard her on the show. And here she is at the SHOT Show 2016. Jen, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here.
Who are you? Why are you here?
Well, why am I here? Let's see. I am just a simple girl from Wisconsin who who grew up in an NRA gun-friendly hunting family. And so I always had a great respect for firearms and was taught gun safety from early on. My dad and I actually went to Deer Fest in Oshkosh, Wisconsin in 2013.
So you've been around guns your whole life.
I really have. And I own a company called AIM Hunting.
What
so
is it?
AIM Hunting. And we were walking the show, walking the floor, and it's interesting that your last segment brought up booth babes, because in Wisconsin, in the end of October, the normal everyday hunter and woman who was visiting that show, Deer Fest, was walking through the halls kind of looking at these booth babes and looking at these certain types of women and saying, you know what, that's
not
me.
Hold on a second. Let's go there with the time we have. Let's go there quickly.
You got it.
What is a booth babe? In its truest sense of the word, because we've heard the term here from a number of different women who have been very well represented on the show over the last 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean?
A booth babe is a young lady with a certain
look.
Thank you. Look, I was trying to be very nice. And
this is a politically incorrect show. Go right ahead.
Great. And they kind of use them to get men into their booths. Now, we all know that the greatest demographic growing in every firearms industry is women.
30-40%, we've heard numbers as high as 50% this week on the show.
We have some states that are reporting that the number of concealed carry permit applications for women far exceeds men. So that's fantastic. That's great, and we want to see that. But I kind of got into this realm and what I'm doing now, writing on Bearing Arms. I'm a frequent guest on NRA News.
Yeah, no, let me stop you there, because Bob Bowens, of course, who you know
of
very
course.
Well, you write for Bob at BearingArms.com. Bob was here yesterday and is a good friend of mine and a regular contributor to the daytime show. He's also been on the evening Monster broadcast, the weekly Monster broadcast. We look forward to bringing you to that program as well.
Would love to.
So where can people read what you write and everything that you have to say that, unfortunately, we're not going to have enough time to cover here? But where can people read your voice?
Sure. Well, I am on BearingArms.com. I also have my own website where I rant about anything that needs to get out of me.
We like rants. We love rants.
Exactly. And I'm at JenJakes.com, JenNNJACQUES.
Jen Jakes, JACQUES.
UES. Yes.
UES. Oh, it's that confusing
like Jacques,
Canadian
Jacques. Yes, exactly.
Thing. That's the Montreal Jacques thing. Okay. But it's Jen Jakes with two N's. Make sure to check that out. And BearingArms.com. We sent you to BearingArms.com on Armed American Radio on a regular basis. You'll note that BearingArms.com, and I'm not afraid to say it, is one of my go-to sources for information every single day for this broadcast for content.
Wonderful.
And I got to tell you, between Bob Owens and you and between AWR Hawkins and both of those sites, we've got the show covered with, there's more content coming at us. We don't know what to do with it all anymore. More material, not enough time in a day. So now, your family, AIM Hunting, you grew up in a shooting sport, really? family, was it self-defense oriented or was it more sport oriented when you were growing up?
More sport when I was growing up, but my father always had an NRA sticker in the back of every truck he's ever owned. Always spoke with us very passionately about how it is our responsibility as gun owners to continue to fight for our rights and continue to protect them. So I believe very firmly in it. And after visiting that Deer Fest that I had referenced, I kind of said, you know what, there's not a whole lot of women out here talking about new gun owning women, new hunting women, just including them in this industry. Which
now that's changed.
That
immensely.
Has changed a lot. We have a little ways to go, but I'm impressed at how far we've come.
Certainly moving in the right direction.
Absolutely.
When national trends are showing 30%, when individuals in their retail shops seem to be exceeding that, I would tend to agree that 30% might be just a tad bit low.
I agree.
Because I'm seeing more women on the range when I go. I'm seeing far more women in my local gun shops, and I know because you write about this stuff. Mm-hmm. And we're talking about it here. We've talked about the demographics here. When you look at this here now, we're seeing women here that to the tune that I've not seen before. I lost track over a decade and a half ago of how many shots I've been to. Shooting and hunting and outdoor trade shows, but there are more women here this year than I've ever seen before, representative in every facet of the industry. Agreed?
Absolutely, but the biggest thing is, I love that women are choosing to arm themselves for self-defense and defend their families and those around them. I love that. My big platform is, if you've taken one handgun class or even introduction to handgun, if you have your CCP license, you need to continue training. And I hope the industry is embracing the women that are coming in. I'm seeing a lot of gun ranges that have ladies' nights. And
great point. I can answer that question because I speak with a lot of them. As you know, Rob Pincus was here also. Rob's seeing more women in his classes on the national training level, you will, for the combat-focused shooting courses. I was at my local range, just about seven, 8 days ago, last week. Mm-hmm. More women on that range than I've ever seen before. In fact, I photographed it and then decided, I'm not going to put it out on Twitter. I didn't want to put the... But by gosh, then I come here. So I know for a fact, as we talk with these trainers every day, that we are seeing that increase, which is absolutely incredible.
I recently went to a brand new indoor, and we welcome indoor ranges in Wisconsin, thank you.
You have to, because it's very cold.
It's so cold there. I was recently walking through a brand new firearms training center, and there was a 67-year-old woman in there, first time shooting, and she was amazing. She really did rock it. It was so cool.
Thing?
It was awesome.
That's great. Hey, Jen Jakes, thank you for being here. Thanks for being here at SHOT Show.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for writing about what you write about. Thanks for helping get the word out. Thanks for enlightening people. Now we know who Jen Jakes is. And the next time you come on the show, we're going to call it, Who is Jen Jakes? Maybe we'll name your segment. Jen Jakes, everybody. You can read her at BearingArms.com. I'll be back in the Crossbreed Holster Studios tomorrow, back on the East Coast. Thanks for joining me from the 2016 SHOT Show floor. Carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, the Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says the Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.